Hello, you're listening to Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined today by the Animal Kingdom enthusiast, Sean.
Sure.
And Roy Kroc with a Dole Whip problem, JJ.
It's Ray Kroc.
Oh, darn.
But what's yes. What's the what is JJ trying to franchise?
I mean, I did reference Ray Kroc in my...
In your Trader Sam?
Yes, Trader Sam. I compared Trader Sam to Ray Kroc.
I will say that these titles came from Tom from Long Island.
He's celebrating his win with his new Reedy Geeks hat by submitting nicknames.
Yes, yes. We got to get a picture of him and post that somewhere. Yeah. In today's episode, the geeks draft our ultimate land at Walt Disney World.
Okay, so this is a Walt Disney World themed snake style fantasy draft. Really rolls off the tongue. We've played a game similar to this once before with our honorary geek, Michael, but about hotels. And it's actually something the three of us did 2 years ago for fun that I thought really kind of got my gears turning to like thinking that doing a podcast about Disney World was a good idea.
Oh my God, we did that at a party.
Two years ago.
Where we're recording in JJ's house.
Yes.
And then we hijacked the entire party.
That's
and
right.
Made people vote on what
they liked. Yes.
Yeah, it was.
We did an episode of the podcast live.
Yeah. we crowdsourced it, and I don't know how well it went over at the time, but...
I do remember everyone leaving.
They said a couple mean things on their way out.
Definitely.
You'll never make it as a podcaster.
And we didn't.
And look at them now. Right. So this one is not about hotels. This is about creating the ultimate land at the parks. The listener is going to decide which land is the best, and all three of us will be playing and competing against each other. We're going to draft 8 individual components that will make up your ultimate land. So this is going to be an 8-round draft. It'll be snake style, which means 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. So if you have the last pick of the first round, you'll have the first pick of the second round and repeats. The 8 categories are theme, e-ticket ride, c-ticket / small ride, show, restaurant, snack / quick service, drink / bar, and last one, weenie. Weenie, of course, is not a hot dog or anything that you might need to get your mind out of the gutter for.
Andrew's laughing.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable. But it is actually something that Walt Disney referenced as like you need something that's like a focal point that lures people in to a land, like how you would lure a dog towards you with a weenie, like you would like a physical hot dog, like you could give the dog a treat and it would come to you. The draft pool has 24 lands that make up Walt Disney World available to us. When it is your turn to draft, you can make your pick for any category at any time. However, once one of us makes a selection, that entire land goes away and becomes ineligible. For example, if I take the theme of Galaxy's Edge, no one can take the Ronto Wrap for their snack or quick service. No one can take Ogus Cantina as their bar or drink. There is one notable exception to this rule that I am calling, this is going to be bad, the Shohei Ohana rule. The Shohei Ohana rule states, each of us can take the World Showcase once, making it a wild card of sorts. Much like how you would have to draft Shohei Ohtani the hitter or Shohei Ohtani the pitcher in a fantasy baseball draft. This way, we can each take the World Showcase without breaking the World Showcase down into individual countries.
Do you think my real life lived in experience of being the most winner, most championed in our fantasy football league will help me in this draft?
Are you?
You gotta hope so.
I mean, I am, yes.
How many times did you win? Three? Four?
Three.
Four?
Well, I think you've also won three. I think I'm on four. Least twice.
Did you win four?
I think I'm on four. Yeah, I'm not brag, but
there's not many people in this league. it's only the three of us.
And I've only won twice. Oh my god!
We've been doing it for 10 years.
Some years
nobody won.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding.
One more note about the Shohei Ohtani rule is that both the country and category of your pick become ineligible once drafted. So for your World Showcase pick, if Sean were to take La Cava to be his bar/drink, not only could I not take Three Caballeros as my C-ticket ride or any of the restaurants in Mexico, but I also can't take Rosencrown as my bar and drink because you took a bar, it blocked off all bars at the World Showcase.
Gotcha.
I actually understand this one.
Okay. So those are the rules.
They seem easy to follow.
I tried my darndest to make this easy to follow, and I only took up about, 3 minutes of airtime.
Well, that's progress for you.
JJ, how do we determine who gets the first pick in this draft?
We're just going to use a little random, spin a little virtual wheel. And when your name comes up, that means you get to select your position. So you're not locked into going first. If you're selected first, you could go second or third if you'd like. Personally, I don't necessarily think there's going to be a quote best spot. Mm-hmm. If I win, I might not take one first. I might take last first.
Yeah, that's a strategy for everybody.
Yeah,
I might not even pick. I might.
I might go home.
Well, let's just do the honor send off and let's go. Okay, so for the first pick. Oh, wow, this game is rigged. It's going to be. Oh, wow, that might actually show up on the podcast, these noises. The first pick is going to be me, and I'm actually going to choose to go last.
Ah, that was going to be my strategy.
Okay, so we're going to spin the wheel again. And with the second selection, we have Andrew.
So when we did this for the hotel, I went the middle because I always said I didn't like to be too far away from my picks. But I think I'm going to go first and choose first.
Thanks so much for explaining that.
All right, roll it one more time.
Is that the historical context there?
Well, we got to spin the wheel one more time to see what the one person is going to be who goes.
I feel left out.
So Sean is going to go second. So the draft order will be Andrew first, Sean second, JJ third, and then in the subsequent rounds it'll go back and forth. So then it'll be 1-2-3, then 3-2-1. All right, Andrew, I'm going to play the little ESPN draft music. You are now on the clock for your first selection. Oh, wait. Do you want to be really bad podcasters and read off all 24 names uninterrupted of all these lands?
I was shocked by how many lands there are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I realized how many lands.
Okay, so let's just read them. I'm going to go pretty quick. Main Street USA, Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Liberty Square, Adventureland, Frontierland, World Nature, World Discovery, World Celebration, World Showcase. Now we're in Animal Kingdom. Africa, Discovery Island, Dinoland USA, Asia, Pandora. Now Hollywood Studios, Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, Echo Lake, Galaxy's Edge, Toy Story Land, Commissary Lane, Pixar Plaza, Grand Avenue, an Animation Courtyard, and that's 24. And some of those should not be lands. I'm looking at you, all of these crazy Hollywood Studios lands. Pixar Place has like two things in it.
Yeah, I don't even know anything that's in. What is in Pixar Place?
Pixar Plaza has a character meet and greet.
It's where the entrance to Toy Story Mania used to be.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, okay. It's got the character thing at the dead end. And then there's a little cookie stand and a Joffrey's.
Yeah. So the only thing that would be that we could use is the Joffrey.
Well, you could use the theme, Pixar.
Oh, okay.
And then everything that you have in your actually might be a nice way to get some use
out of Pixar. Yeah.
Yeah, because Pixar is so broad.
Right. All right, well, I'm first. I'm going to start with the top. I'm going to start with the top, the most important thing in your land, and that's going to be I'm going to take from Pandora Land Flight of Passage.
So you're taking ride first.
Ride first.
E-ticket attraction, Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage.
And then that means Pandora, and then Pandora is now gone. Sean. You're up.
I believe the phrase is "I'm on the clock."
Oh, sorry, Sean, you were on the clock.
See, I feel like theme is like the quarterback.
Really,
where, you know, you don't necessarily have to go quarterback first. You know, you almost want to build things around it.
It's not a bad way of thinking about it, and that is,
I'm gonna take. For my e-ticket ride, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind.
Oh. And that's in World Discovery.
I don't know if I've locked anyone out of any other exciting choices in World Discovery, but...
No, that was definitely the...
I got my ride.
That was definitely the star. That is a...
I was...
That's something you build a team around.
I wanted Space 220. No.
I want mission space.
Yeah.
I wanted the test track construction site. Can that be? Is that something we can put on here? Okay, so I am up, and I got the wraparound. I'll take the back-to-back. You know, we're at an amusement park. It's about the rides, right? It's about the rides. So I'm going to take, as my e-ticket attraction, I'm going to take Tower of Terror. So
that,
I'm gonna.
You would take Tower of Terror.
I'm gonna
you
take.
So would. That's so you.
So then, so Sunset, Sunset Boulevard is now off the board. I'm using Tower of Terror as my e-ticket attraction, and for my follow-up pick, you really can go any direction now.
I know.
I really felt strongly about e-ticket being the first one you take because. Good luck getting someone to your land if there's not a ride worth going on, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, some of these lands that were like, why is this a land? Why is Commissary Lane a land? Like, there's no ride there. Right. So, of course, we're going to be like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, I'm going to go for the sea ticket attraction.
Wow.
This is going to be a little off the rails.
It's like he's going running back.
Yeah, it's like going running back. Sea ticket attraction. I'm going to take the People Mover from Tomorrowland.
Wow. Sneaky good choice.
Wow. Oh, wait. No.
Can you do that?
Oh, I can. I mean, no one started going again. I'm going to take Carousel of Progress as my show from Tomorrowland.
Oh.
So I'm still taking Tomorrowland off the board.
Okay.
But no one can take... People Mover
or Space Mountain or Tron.
Right.
Or Tron. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Tron stinks.
But it's still an e-ticket.
It's okay.
It still gets meat in the seats, right?
How? That's proprietary.
Okay, Sean, you're back on the clock now.
All right. I think I am going to, for my bar/drink.
Wow.
I am going to take La Cava del Tequila.
Ooh.
Wow.
JJ called it in the opening.
So La Cava. So all the bars at World Showcase are off limits, and Mexico is now off limits. So good luck picking the pyramid to be your weenie. It can't be.
It's not that big.
All right, is it me?
That is how
it's you, and you get works. And you got a wraparound. You've got your second and third selection.
I'm going theme.
We are in a theme park.
And the theme of my land is going to be based around nature. I'm going world nature theme.
World nature theme. Oh, and you don't even have to change Flight of Passage at all.
Exactly.
It can just stay exactly as is.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that choice. Great job.
Next, I'm going to take Nomad Lounge.
Oh, as your bar. As the my best bar. And so then that's Discovery Island off the board.
The Golden E-Ticket winner. Bar.
Yeah.
And that's Discovery?
Yes, Island? It's Discovery Island. So that is now gone. Okay, Sean, you're back on the clock.
All right.
For your third selection.
I will be selecting my weenie.
Oh, this is a good knife. I was going between drink or weenie.
Yeah. It's never going to not be funny. It's never going to not be funny. My weenie is Spaceship Earth.
Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Spaceship Earth, and that's in World Celebration. So World Celebration is off the board, and it is now my turn for a wraparound. Can I ask you a technical question?
Yeah.
Is the castle in Fantasyland, or is it in
Main Street USA?
Main Street USA.
Oh, wow.
I think we have to go to a map.
We got to go to the park map, and we got to click on the castle and see what land Disney tells us it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for our slight technical difficulties, but I do wish to assure you that no one was hurt, and this theater suffered only minor damage.
Okay, so after some Googling, the castle's in Fantasyland.
Okay, so that's your weenie.
That changes everything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it changes everything.
I was thinking of doing something
else.
Different.
Okay.
I was thinking of doing something with theme and weenie, because if the castle was in Main Street,
I
could have taken a theme of Fantasyland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So
how do we even think that the castle could be Main Street? What Main Street USA right ever has Street. A castle?
But you walk down Main Street USA and you're right at the end of it.
Right, but thematically, it doesn't make sense to be in Main Street USA.
Yeah, but the hub is in Main Street USA.
Well, because there are parks in
But where in I USA look towns. At the castle the most, I'm on Main Street USA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right, so for my weenie, I'm going to grab the Chinese Theater.
Okay.
So that's going to be Chinese Theater. And that's in Hollywood Boulevard. So Hollywood Boulevard is now gone. Okay, for my second pick, I am going to take Dole Whips as my snack. So Adventureland is off the board. I'm going to take Aloha,
Okay. I was not expecting snack to go that soon.
Okay.
This is probably going to bite me, but it's just what I was thinking. I'm like, this is a strong entries. And it also blocks some stuff.
Yeah.
Pirates and Jungle Cruise keeps you guys from some good sea tickets.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I don't think those fit the vibe of the Chinese Theater and Tower of Terror. Is strategery.
Strategery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seanzy.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It survived 10 rounds. My theme is Galaxy's Edge.
That all this and everything you have all works.
Yeah,
it does.
Everything you have all works.
Guardians
already.
Of the Galaxy as a Star Wars ride is would be pretty dope. Mm. And
anything
Spaceship Earth. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, La Cava just becomes a cantina. It's fine.
Exactly.
Right.
My weenie is Mount Everest.
Oh, ooh, nice.
You're putting together a sneaky little good nature land here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Adventureland did really mess
that,
me
that,
up.
That messed me up. That's a big hit.
Yeah, because I was
Jungle Cruise as your sea ticket.
Yeah, would have been
crucial.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Adventureland was a pick for chaos. It was taking away something that a lot of people would enjoy having.
My show is going to be The Lion King.
Festival of the Lion King from Africa, and Africa is off the board.
I should have done Safari.
Yeah, but I think that's an e-ticket.
So, okay.
That's debatable.
This is my next question.
Right?
Can I use any other ride as my C-ticket, but does it technically have to be one of those?
I think we have to agree that this is a lower tier ride. I would argue that Kilimanjaro Safaris is an e-ticket because it's so crucial to the Animal Kingdom experience.
Yeah. And then beyond Animal Kingdom, you can use the tier system for Magic Kingdom and, because actually Tower of Terror is a tier 2 in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah, so I could use it as my C ticket?
No, I don't.
It's an E ticket attraction.
It's just.
I think it's got to be up for debate. I think the C ticket is going to have to come up for debate.
Okay.
So I would say Festival of the Lion King, obviously the show works.
Yeah.
But for a C ticket, I think Kilimanjaro's
It's too big of a thing.
Yeah, I agree. For it to count as a C ticket.
Okay. Did I do two? I did two. Yeah. Yep.
Sean, you're up for your fourth selection.
Fifth selection. Now it's less knowing what I want to pick and more like what's in the available lands left. For my C ticket ride, I am going to select Slinky Dog Dash.
Oh, it is tier one on.
Oh no way!
It is.
It's actually the hardest, one of the hardest lightning lanes to get, and it always has a crazy long line. But and it doesn't move the needle to me as an e-ticket.
But
it's not an e-ticket ride.
It is the e-ticket ride of that land. It is like the
Big ride of that land. That land has two rides. It's got Midway Mania.
And it's got aliens. I think the big ride of Pixar is still Toy Story Mania.
I actually would give you that as a C ticket, and yeah. I'd be more willing to give you Midway Mania as your C ticket than
okay. I'll take Midway Mania.
And
okay.
It's tier two.
I'll take Midway Mania. Okay. My C ticket. Yeah,
that still works.
Toy Story Mania is the C ticket. So then Toy Story Land is out. Okay. I have to ask. Do either of the dark rides that are available to me in the World Showcase qualify as a C ticket attraction?
No.
Frozen or Remy?
No. If Slinky Dog Dash is not a C ticket?
I know, because these are both Remy really and high Frozen traffic.
are E tickets.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then I will. My first selection is I'm going to use my World Showcase pick, and I'm going to grab Le Cellier as my restaurant.
Damn, man, that's a good choice. And that takes so many other good restaurants off the board.
Yeah.
Right. Now no one can use restaurant for you. Shopee can't use restaurant for his World Showcase wildcard, his Shohei Ohana pick. Sorry.
Right.
Ooh, I got to use the names that I gave these things. Okay. Still don't have a theme. Oh, I know what to do. Okay. To keep my vaguely Hollywood vibe, Los Angeles kind of feel, I'm going to take Echo Lake as my theme.
Oh, ooh, okay. I like
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm basically just making California Adventure.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Am I officially on the clock?
You are.
Sean, you are on the clock.
Okay. My restaurant is going to be our guest.
Okay. So Fantasyland.
Be our guest.
Yeah, you can
keep singing it because we're never going to get copyright strikes from it. So Fantasyland is off the board. Andrew, okay. You're up for your next two selections.
Can a show be a C ticket, or does it have to be a moving ride?
Again, I guess we'll
let's
we can,
see. Let's
we, can,
see. We will hear you out.
Yes, we'll debate it.
So my C ticket was going to be the Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, I mean, if you want to, I'll say this. If you want to burn a C ticket on that, I will allow it.
Well, it's a nice song.
It's all, nice.
Right, all right, hold on. Hold
no,
on.
That's fine, man. No. But also, that's what? That's Frontierland?
Yeah. That would be Frontierland. And like, because Dinosaur isn't a C ticket, is it? Do you count that as a C ticket?
I'd give that to you as a C ticket.
It doesn't command a wait anymore. It's on the way out. It used to be an e-ticket.
Do I get the next dinosaur too?
You don't get Indy, no.
No, no.
This is not a grandfather thing.
I mean, I think I would reluctantly accept dinosaur as an option.
Okay. So where's Grand Avenue? Oh, okay.
Wait. I'm just looking. I'm just looking at Shobi's list right now, and it's just Animal Kingdom.
It's just well, except for World
Nature. Yeah, you've made Animal Kingdom with the theme
nature
of nature. So you've made Animal Kingdom.
Joe Rohde over here.
Andrew Rohde. That's what the R in your name stands for? Andrew Rohde?
Andrew Rohde. I'm taking dinosaur. I'm going to take dinosaur. Oh, then I get another one.
Yes, you do.
Dinoland USA is off the board.
Okay. I need a ruling here.
Oh, God.
My snack, I would like it to be the spring rolls.
Sure.
Is that Adventureland or is that Main Street USA?
We have to consult the board. Okay. We can go find it on the MDE app and we'll do whatever.
Yeah. I think that's Adventureland, but obviously we'll defer to whatever.
Whatever the Disney app says, I can't click on the spring roll cart on the MDE app.
But where does the... If we were to look at one of those paper maps, where's the coloring for...
Oh, it's... Right, it's literally in front of this. It's right before the sign. I would say that it's still in
Main Street.
I would say it's still in Main Street.
Yeah. Okay.
Judging by where it is on the map.
Yeah, I'm going with that because I could put a lot in spring rolls. You know what I mean? Like I was going between that or turkey leg because that's like kind of naturey a little bit.
I feel like you're going completely against nature by picking turkey leg.
Spring. You're watching. You're looking at the turkeys walk around and eating a turkey leg.
Seriously.
No, but the spring rolls. You can do some cool things with spring rolls. I feel like.
Sure.
So that's gonna be my.
Yeah, and they always have rotating ones, so you could do fun spring rolls from around the world. You could have the cheeseburger.
All right.
Yep.
Your final pick, you need to pick a restaurant.
No, I just
did. You just did two?
It ends with me.
Oh, you did dinosaur. Right.
He's going to get the thing at the end. It's going to be his restaurant.
Let's make sure we screw him up here and leave him nothing. But
no, I still have my world showcase.
Oh, yeah. He's got his world showcase.
I wanted my world
showcase. Yeah, but you picked a restaurant.
Oh, wait, but you can't.
No, you can't pick restaurants because he picked Los Cellier.
I took world showcases. This pick is void.
Wait a second.
No. We did this. We went over the rules.
Okay, so
we talked about Shohei Ohtani and everything.
Wait. Can I take away my spring rolls?
No.
Yes, he has to because he can't have an incomplete draft.
Okay. You can have a restaurant in one of these other places.
Well, maybe he's got it. Maybe he has to take a restaurant from.
Yeah,
Main
I don't think.
Oh, he has to take a restaurant from Main Street USA.
Yeah, like, come on, we get integrity here. We can't just edit it.
So you have to take Crystal Palace
list.
Or.
Come on, we went over the rules.
Yeah, you have to take a restaurant in Main Street USA.
Wait, why not? There's no other restaurant other than.
No. I'm Grand saying Avenue. That because. Because of this.
No. I picked Main Street USA, I have to take a restaurant from Main
you
Street
You can take
USA?
Food from
yeah,
Commissary
because
Lane and have
you
it be
made
a
you can't either.
I don't know. No, come on.
Okay, either you have to keep Main Street USA.
Okay.
And then rotate down to restaurant.
No.
Or you can't use a World Showcase for your restaurant.
You can't use World Showcase restaurant to begin with because he picked Le Cellier.
Right. You can't use World Showcase as your restaurant.
At all. No matter what we do.
Can I use World
you can
Showcase
use,
as my snack?
Yes, but
you
then you'd have to.
Snack. What are we doing?
You'd have to use a restaurant on Main Street USA. Those are your only options.
Okay, so
I will let you move Main Street USA to your restaurant.
It's either Plaza or it's.
I want it to be known I'm completely against this.
You know what? All right, I don't want any there to be any controversy.
So you didn't even use, not even using his World Showcase.
I'm not even
pick.
Using my World Showcase pick. Darn, I completely forgot about the once it's gone for that.
Yeah, because I took Le Cellier away.
Because that was my thing was like, oh well, I'll always have World Showcase. I should not
as your last pick.
My last pick, but I forgot to. And it is still a good idea because only two of the categories will be gone for World Showcase. I just didn't think that I should reserve one of my categories.
The point I was trying to make was that just because it says restaurant doesn't like can you technically decide to have your restaurant be.
The commissary.
The Norway Bakery.
Oh.
You know, you could thread the needle that way.
No, I don't think that would have been allowable. I think because you can't use restaurant and
food,
world
food
showcase.
In the World Showcase.
Right.
Yeah, you can't use
right,
restaurant
I guess
in the World
right,
Showcase.
Right, okay.
He can't use that category. It's not available to him.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Okay, Sean, your second to last pick.
I need a snack or a show.
You need a snack
and
a show. In
one of these remaining...
And I need a seat ticket and a bar/drink.
Oh, boy.
Frontierland's gone, right? No,
Frontierland is still open.
Frontierland's open.
And I think my snack is going to be the beignets in Frontierland.
Mmm, nice job.
Wow. They're good. They're very
nice
good.
Nice job. Okay, so I get... Two picks, And Andrew's going to hate this, but for my bar is going to be Baseline Tap House.
Which means you're taking Commissary Lane, right?
No.
What is that?
Commissary Lane. Commissary
that's
Lane
Grand
is,
Ave.
Oh, it's Grand Ave. Okay.
Isn't Commissary Lane like where all that food is on the way to Tower Terror? And
No, Commissary Lane is what's crazy.
It's just a commissary.
Is that it is ABC Commissary and Sci-Fi Diner.
Oh,
but
okay.
Right next to Sci-Fi Diner is Baseline Tap House, but if you look on their app, it says Grand Ave.
Really?
It makes no sense.
Wait, Grand Ave is Muppets.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, so I'm taking Baseline Tap House, and then for my C ticket, and you guys are really going to hate me for this.
Are you going to Haunted Mansion for your C ticket?
I am taking Haunted Mansion as my C ticket.
Yeah.
I'm taking Haunted Mansion as my C ticket, Liberty Square.
That's pretty good. That's a good C ticket.
I've got a pretty spooky area.
Like Tower of Terror and Haunted Mansion.
Old spooky Hollywood vibes for the rides.
Yeah.
And a steakhouse and a beer and a brewery. This is a very LA experience. I made California Adventure. I made California Adventure and you made
Animal Kingdom.
Sean's the only one with any creativity here. And he has to now pick his show.
My show will be. Are they still playing One Man's Dream?
They are.
Yeah.
In the animation courtyard?
There you go.
Here we go, baby.
Okay, so he's got One Man's Dream. And it's then going to be about George Lucas.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll make him Star Wars themed somehow.
One Man's Dream. George Lucas's.
George Lucas's dream to retain all the merchandising rights to the Star Wars franchise.
Or is it like Darth Vader's dream?
Ooh.
One Man's Dream.
One Man's Dream.
This is about how the Empire got so...
Oh, Palpatine's dream.
One Man's Dream, and it's about Emperor Palpatine.
It's over in the First Order area. Okay, so then I'm left, and I had no idea. I completely forgot about Sci-Fi Diner. It's gonna be Sci-Fi Diner where I can change. You can change a name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's gonna it's just gonna show Inconvenient Truth over and over again.
Oh, you're gonna be sitting in a car wearing greenhouse gases while you're eating
eating meat
while you're eating hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
They're gonna talk about.
All right, so
thus concludes. What lands did we not use here?
So the only lands not used were Pixar Plaza, which would have been a good theme because Pixar are very diverse. Andrew did not use his World Showcase.
Yeah, messed up on that.
And then...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, everything else is used. The only thing that wasn't taken was Pixar Plaza. Okay.
Now instead of Yahoo's rankings on our teams, we'll have to let the listeners decide who had the best draft.
Listeners have to let us know which land would you most want to visit. We'll start with the first pick of the draft, which was Andrew.
So my theme is all based around nature, and
so
I have
world nature.
So I have Flight of Passage, Dinosaur. I have. Festival of the Lion King. You can get some delicious spring rolls there. You can get a drink at the Nomad Lounge. The Sci-Fi Diner that will be renamed something Inconvenient Truth related. It's gonna be about I just saw this on Disney Plus because
Just be those nature shows, like a Nat Geo kind of thing.
Yeah,
and you're just
Geo.
Like watching animals in the wild.
You're watching
diner where you're in like little jeeps and you're watching like just nature around
this
you.
This guy making my pick
punching
better.
It up.
Pumping it up. That's awesome. And then what's gonna draw you in is Mount Everest.
I like it. It's
not the ride.
It is just Animal Kingdom
with Sci-Fi Diner
with a diner that's loosely themed to a safari.
Animal Kingdom has so many good aspects. Yeah. It just needs
more stuff.
Yeah.
Just need more stuff.
Okay, Sean, second pick. So you give us the rundown of your
My land has the theming of Galaxy's Edge. My big ride will be overlaid an overlaid version of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, so we'll have some sort of Star Wars roller coaster. Toy Story Mania, I think, will be pretty easy to make. Have Star it's a Wars shooter scenes video instead of Toy Story.
Definitely,
absolutely. Stormtrooper target practice. Yeah.
No yeah, one wins.
You're shooting blasters and you're missing everything.
One Man's Dream. We have a couple different possibilities for that.
Palpatine's dream, Lucas's dream.
The beignets, everyone loves fried dough. The beignets can maybe be in the shape of a Darth Vader helmet or a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could have blue milk inside it.
Blue mook?
Blue mook. That's a good callback. No, no one would want that. My bar will be a cantina version of Cava del Tequila.
Ah, nice.
Fantastic time.
Restaurant will be some sort of Star Wars overlay of Be Our Guest.
So it's like
Vader's castle
palace or something.
Yeah, in Rogue One they show where Vader lives and he stays in that castle there.
Yeah, that's where we're eating.
It could also be
full of
the
Bacta tanks,
like the hideout too, like the Rebel base.
Yeah,
yeah,
you could play with that. And then what's drawn you in is the. Good old fashioned spaceship Earth.
Yeah,
big old
that golf ball.
Geodesic sphere.
Love it. Love it.
Wow, you've got quite the land. Okay, so for mine, the winner when everyone's making their votes, I've got the theme of Echo Lake. We got California, sunshine, great neighborhood with the e-ticket attraction of the Tower of Terror. Doesn't even need to change. It was just a big haunted hotel in
Hollywood.
Yeah. Hollywood. La La Land. The sea ticket is going to be the Haunted Mansion. There are haunted mansions everywhere. My show is going to be the Carousel of Progress. We can talk about how maybe the city of California progressed. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Always a winner. Snack's going to be the Dole Whip, a classic. Can't go wrong. The bar is going to be Baseline Tap House. Everyone loves a brewery. The restaurant, Le Cellier. Steakhouses, perfect. And then, of course, the weenie of Echo Lake will be the Hollywood Chinese Theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are good. These are all good. Really good. I'm very curious to see what the listeners think is the best one. Make sure you comment on the Instagram post and, you know, write into readygeeks@gmail.com and let us know who you think wins.
Yeah. Love it.
Good times.
All right, Sean, you want to take us out?
Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Read a Geeks podcast. Like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Any questions, comments, concerns, future topic ideas, email us at readageeks@gmail.com and check us out on all our socials at Read a Geeks. See you next time.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
This week's honest send-off comes courtesy of Bob from Los Angeles.
If you have an honest send-off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, readygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schopey, Sean Murphy, and J.J. Hefner. Music and audio engineering by J.J. Hefner. Bon voyage!